Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome back.
You just mentioned me in your story.
Yes. Hey. Silence your phones.
I did.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Get Real episode. Woohoo! Hosted by yours truly, Ashley.
Peniel of B2B.
BM from Card.
All right. Yeah. And this is actually our first time recording after the show aired. So
yeah.
What did you guys think?
Oh, we're killing it.
We're killing it hard.
Yeah, good reviews and all. Thank you, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome reviews. We got like in the top 5, I believe, in like many, many countries.
Yup. Right? Yeah. I saw the post.
Top 10 at least in many, many countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got one in a few, right? In a lot.
Top number one, did we? I didn't see.
I don't know, but…
I don't know about the top one, but I know we'd be killing it.
I'm sure we did somewhere.
Hey, we're getting the views. We're getting the clout.
Getting views.
All that.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Round of applause, guys.
Yeah.
Round of applause.
Where did we get number one? Did we get number one?
I saw it in your story.
I think you posted something.
Did I?
Yeah.
Was it Indonesia, maybe?
I have no idea.
But thank you.
Yeah. We killed it.
Yeah. Top 10, like all over the world. Every country.
Dang.
Yeah. Everyone
I'm just
was saying…
I'm exaggerating.
It felt like I was having a sleepover. Mm-hmm. Like a girl sleepover. Mm-hmm. Penelope and Big Matilda. Yeah. How'd you guys feel about that? That was so true.
Yeah.
I guess that's our new names from this point on. You may now call me Matilda.
They love it.
I was Penelope like when I first debuted.
Yeah, it was really fun reading everyone's comments too. So thank you.
Thank you guys.
I remember a specific comment that I wanted to address.
What?
What is it?
Someone posted it. Was it you on our group chat?
Oh yeah, I said.
Yeah. So someone asked when we were talking about
careers.
Someone said they wanted to be and an astronaut.
Oh yeah.
I have the perfect solution. On the moon, find a way, and it's 2 birds, 1 stone. You
could
do it.
How are you gonna? Oh, they said Diane.
Diane just went.
Yeah, she was like, cut that out.
Yeah, don't cut that out. Put that in there. Gotta cater to our fans.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, but yes, thank you everyone that's been listening. But if this is your first time, you are now listening to Get Real, the best podcast in the world.
In the world.
Right? Yes. Get Real. We get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspectives. Us as in…
Ashley.
Peniel from B2B.
And BM from Card.
Woo-hoo. As we mentioned earlier, but just in case, you know, you skip like 15 seconds or 10 seconds or whatever.
Don't skip.
But yes, anyways. Yes, today we are going to be talking about… Friendship.
Friendship.
This could either go really good or really bad.
What makes a good friend versus a toxic friend?
Mm.
And how do we deal… how do we deal with friend breakups?
Mm.
And how do we make new friends as we get older in new places? All right. We're going to be talking about lots of stuff. All right. All right. Anyways, yeah. If there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials at Dive Studios or leave us a comment when our full episode videos go up a couple days after the audio posting at youtube.com/divepods. All right. And also subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And please leave a review on Apple Podcasts so many people can know about our show and join in on the fun.
Many stars.
Yes.
You guys are enjoying it right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hell
spread
yeah.
The fun.
Woo.
5 stars only, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, let's get into it. All right. Okay.
All right. So friendship. Well, how did us three become friends? Just to kind of like update some new listeners.
I met you because I went to Cube and you were a trainee.
Mm-hmm. But we met before that because we had a mutual friend at JYP and she introduced us.
Who?
Lena.
No?
Yeah.
I introduced you to Lena.
Oh. Is that how
it
went?
Yeah, I connected you to it.
Really?
What is going on?
Oh, so we just like met at Cube?
Yeah.
Oh.
I went to Cube and then and then it was like, oh, we saw each other at that restaurant. I was like, oh, you speak English? It's like, yeah, hi.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I got another friend that speaks English at JYP.
Oh, thank you for connecting us. Thank you for introducing me to such a good friend. I totally got that confused. Yeah. Sorry.
And then I met BM through you at your birthday party.
Which one?
It was like in the basement at like the Gyeonggi-dong-gil like area.
Oh yeah. Long time ago. Wait.
It was only like 3 years ago. The party I had with Joan, right?
No.
It's before that.
No, it was like when he was still a trainee.
Yeah.
You
have really bad memory.
Yeah. I do. It was when my friends from New York came and she brought her baby. Yes?
Was there a baby?
Yeah, there was a baby.
I don't remember like there being a baby.
Yeah, there were games and stuff.
I think there was a dog.
There was a game.
Oh no, there wasn't a dog.
There were games like darts and stuff. Okay, it doesn't matter. But okay, anyways, yeah. And I met Matthew through Sammy.
Sammy from the Rose. Yeah.
Oh, Sammy was there that day too.
He was.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
I miss it.
Yeah.
Why do I not remember? Like every new detail that comes out, I'm like, wait, it's not like that. Anyways, guys, we're moving on.
Yes, I had good vibes. I got good vibes from both.
I didn't get any shady vibes from any of them.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty decent at reading people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too.
But yeah, I didn't get any like weird vibes or shady vibes. So I was like, all right. I can hang out with these people.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
I met Matthew a long time ago. Like 2013. 14-ish.
Oh, wow.
Like what?
15-ish.
6 years ago.
Yeah. But then I didn't get close to you till like, I don't know, like 3 years ago when like we started hanging out more.
Oh,
like
Sammy
and Drew.
Yeah.
In the beginning, like we didn't have that much opportunity to see each other. You were busy. Like,
where did you guys meet? Or how did you guys meet?
Sammy just brought him out one day to one of our…
Yeah, because Sammy was a part of Polaris.
Oh, right.
And then I was still a trainee. I feel like…
How did you know Sammy?
We went on the same audition program together.
Okay. And then… Yeah. All right. There we go. All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
All makes sense.
There's like a Kyopo line in Korea.
There is.
The Kyopos like know each other or know of each other.
The Korean Americans.
You are now transferring to the Kyopo line.
Yeah.
You know how we said we didn't really get bad vibes? What do you really consider like kind of bad vibes? Or like… What would you consider a bad friend? Like a toxic friend?
You know what I get red flags from?
What?
When people talk about too much of what they have done or what they can do.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You ever get those? Mm-hmm. Like, hey bro, like I done this, I done that. I could do this, I done that. I work with…
Name droppers.
And all that. When
they do that, like… Yeah.
I mean, it's cool to name drop, but when it's like… I never heard of you before though. You know, if it gets to that point, then it's just like, maybe I don't know if I should be too close to you, bro.
Yeah.
It's kind of red flag.
When they have to like prove themselves by using other people's names or I did this with this, then that's like…
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
There are a few people like that around us too.
People like that and…
I think you're pointing at someone.
Oh yeah. No.
Like, who?
This guy right here. Screw this guy. Nah. People who talk smack too much too.
Yeah. Gossipers. We talked about that last time.
That's a little red flag.
And right, people who treat friends differently, like according to what they think they're worth. You know what I mean? Like the more you have to gain from someone, you're like nicer to them. And if you think they're below you, they treat you like crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and then like there's instances where it's like let's say I met you first, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you were friends with like Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of like cold to you. I was just like, oh yeah, what's up? It's like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know that you're friends with Ashley. And now all of a sudden I'm like, yo, what's up? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, my mom. It's like…
Yeah, there are people like that too.
I hate that schnizzle-mizzles. Yes, yeah. I hate that.
Screw that schnizzle-mizzle guy.
That gosh darn it. Mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yes.
But definitely as you get older, I feel like the concept of friendship changes or like your outlook on friendship.
Yep.
When I was younger, I always just thought the person you spend the most time with or the person you did everything with was like your best friend. But like as you get older and you get busier, your life gets more hectic. It's hard to see your friends like every day or even like every week, right? But I realized that even like no matter how far you've been apart from each other, when you guys do meet up, it's like you pick up right where you left off and nothing is awkward. I'm like that with a lot of my friends back home. I'm sure you guys have friends like that, like back in your hometowns. Not really.
I don't know. Yeah, kind of.
Lonely vibes. Lonely vibes. No, I just reconnected with like a couple friends from high school last month.
Mm. Ooh.
And it's literally the same thing. It's like we all talk the same as if we were still in high school. Yeah. Everything's the same. I feel like the ones you know that are the day ones, it doesn't really change no matter how long you've been apart.
Yeah.
You kind of just… Yeah. It's like you straight up just pick up right where you left off like you just said.
Yeah. And before when I was younger, I would always want to be good friends with everyone. But now I'm like… Okay, like if I don't get good vibes from this person or if I don't see us like connecting on a deeper level, then I think after a few times of hanging out, I just stop like reaching out to that person.
Whereas before I would
try so hard to be likable or like to like this person.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever have to like break up with like a friend? Like completely… Break up with a friend? Yeah, like completely like…
Like sever ties?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I cut off a few people.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Like you… Did they know you cut them off or did you
quietly? Yeah.
Oh, you know what they do?
Yeah.
Talk about it.
I mean… who you honking at? Doing a podcast here. Come on now.
Chill out.
Come on. No, but I don't know. Like I didn't get like the best vibes off of them from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
But they were always like I was pretty free during that time. And they were always like, yo, like, let's meet up. Let's hang out. Like, I'll get you some food. And I was like, all right, free food. It's like, okay, whatever. I'll go out. They would like introduce me to a bunch of people. But like, he just talked so much smack about like everyone. So like, you actually know this person.
Oh.
Yeah. But we'd be hanging out. Let's say like, it's like you, me, and that guy, right?
Uh-huh.
We'd be hanging out. And he makes it seem like you're his best friend, right?
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, like the next time, like we hang out, like you're not there. And he's like, yo, Matt, man, that guy's such like a name dropper. Like, oh, like I hate that guy. Like, he's just like trying to be friends with you for clout, man. Like, blah, blah. I'm just like, I thought you guys were best friends. Like, what happened? Like, what?
Is this hypothetical or is this…
Oh, no, this is a hypothetical.
Okay,
yeah.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
So I knew exactly who you're talking about.
Right? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Flunk that guy.
Flunk you.
Mother lover. Yeah. All right. But yeah. And then like the reason that I cut him off completely was… Well, one, that I was like, I'm not getting good vibes off of this guy. And then I had a friend. They're like, yeah, I want more English speaking friends. I was like, yo, it's like I'm about to go to Itaewon right now. And like there's a few English speakers over there. Like you want to tag along? They're like, yeah, sure. And then it was a girl, right?
Yeah.
And then I took them there. And then all of a sudden, like he spread rumors that he was dating that girl. And they weren't dating. So I was like, what the flunk? Like, yo, like I introduced you to this person like because they wanted more friends. And then you're going around saying like you're dating this person. And then I didn't even hear from him. I heard from like a different person.
What?
So like that means like it's been going around. Or the word's been going around. So I was like, all right. And then I had to like see him once for some reason. But I just ignored him. And then he texted me. He was like, yo, are you mad at me? I was like, I got some shiitake mushrooms that I got to talk to you about.
Yeah.
They were like, he was like, all right, well, you know, because I consider you one of my best friends and I don't want like bad vibes between us. So yeah, let's meet up. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever, man. I was just like, yeah, I don't want to meet this guy.
Yeah. Some people be like, I feel like there are people that don't even know they're like that.
I'm sure he knows because his friend group, it changes like every flunking 3 months.
Like a hood hopper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and then like we ran into him recently. He couldn't say anything to me.
Dang. Because he knows what's up. Yeah. Like, he knows what's up.
Who did you think we were talking about?
Oh.
You probably know who it is.
No, because you were only like, oh, you know him. So I thought I didn't know him.
Oh, no, no,
no.
You know him.
Oh.
Yeah. But I was like… I was like, oh, wait, no. He knows him too. Oh. I know you know him.
Yeah.
Red flag.
You never had to cut off someone from your life? Like…
I've never had to do it like straight up. Go to them. Have that conversation. Be like, hey, you toxic for me, bro. I don't need you or sis, you know, whoever. I've never had to tell anyone to like get out of my life. I just let it happen naturally. Like I just kind of just like drifted away naturally and let them do them. And then, you know, I just did me. Yeah, but I've definitely gotten those vibes from certain people that who we were just talking about included. People just like, I don't know. They just like feel like they gotta… The reason I said sometimes I feel like they don't know they're doing that is because… Completely lost my train of thought.
Oh wow. Wait, mid-sentence?
Yeah. Where was I going with this?
I have no idea. Where are you going with this?
I feel like something inside them is like… So empty. That's what they need to fill it up with.
That's what, like, yeah, I kind of feel bad for them.
Yeah, like a certain aspect.
Like, I feel like it's like, ejeongdeorpi. It's like a lack of affection kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, they either grew up with too much attention or like too little attention. So then now they're by themselves. And then, like, if they had too much attention when they were younger and they're by themselves, it's like they're not getting the amount of attention that they got before. So they're like, yo, like, I need like a bunch of people around me. That or like they didn't get enough. So then now they're like out by themselves and it's like, yo, like I need like something. Like,
yeah.
They never had it. So they want it even more. I think it's something like that. So it's like in a certain aspect, I do feel bad about like that. But it's like if you tell them straight up, it's like, yo, like you shouldn't be doing this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But they continue to do it. Then it's like…
Well, you can't do nothing.
Yeah. From that point on, it's their problem.
Yeah. So if any of you guys have friends that are like that, break it down for them.
Break it down.
I feel like you really… That stuff has to be addressed. Like if you're feeling that way and then you address it. And then, you know, if they don't put in the effort to kind of change… I feel like then you kind of have to like slowly distance yourself away from that. Because you don't need that type of energy. No,
but you have to be ready for them to get angry because those people, like when you confront them,
they get defensive, huh?
Yeah, they get defensive as heck. So, this is so hard they get super defensive. So, then, just try to be like approach them as like calm and like as nice and like as possible, put it in like a nice way, where it doesn't seem like you're kind of being like. Like you're like not attacking them and like you're genuinely like caring for them.
Yeah.
Because if they feel like they're getting attacked, they're gonna get super defensive. So
yeah,
be careful.
There was a time when I got cut off completely from a friend.
Oh!
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything wrong.
Spill the tea.
Listen.
Being fake?
No. Okay, so this is what happened.
Did you steal her boyfriend?
No. No, it was nothing like that. So…
What did you do?
Was it a guy friend or a girlfriend?
It was a girlfriend.
Cat fight. Yeah.
Can you just listen?
I was friends with her
since junior high school. And this happened in college.
That's a long time.
Yeah, so we were really good friends. And then she had a crush on a guy. But… he was like in our friend group circle. Uh-huh. And I knew that she had a crush on him.
Okay.
But I wasn't close to that guy, you know? But then we were all just hanging out and he came out one day. Yeah. And we just hung out. There was nothing. I didn't like him. I didn't flirt with him. And I had a boyfriend. Okay.
Oh. And the one that cheated on you?
Yes, actually.
Oh! Oh, the mother flunker.
Where is this going? Okay. Keep going.
Right, so, yes, okay.
Yeah, I just hung out with him once. Uh-huh. And then that day, she blocks me on all the social media stuff. And I'm just like, I tried talking to her. I was like, what is going on? Why are you? And
she
then
blocked you.
Yeah, and then she wouldn't talk to me directly. But she told all my friends how she knew I liked him. I mean, she knew I knew that she liked him. But I was trying to like get with him. Uh-huh. And I was just like this because I was like, okay, we've been friends for like 7 years and you're throwing all that away just because you assume that I was trying to get with him, which I wasn't. And she just ended it right there. So I was like, you know what? Like, I don't need someone like you in my life if you're just going to like cut me out like that.
Okay.
Get you.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. Yeah. And then later on, she tried to, you know.
Apologize.
Yeah. But I was already in Korea. So.
Where was this actually when the girls took your jewelry and stuff? What was this confidence when they took your jewelry and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I was low-key afraid of her.
Oh.
Okay.
Because she was a trainee for the longest time. She was there for the longest time. And she just had that like really like…
No, she looks kind of scary.
Bitchy vibes.
So, uh-huh.
Yeah. She got… Yeah.
Wait. I got a question.
Yeah.
What were you doing hanging out with him one-on-one?
No, it was all of us.
Oh, it was all of us?
Yeah, so that's why even more I was like…
She was there first.
It was all of you guys and then…
No, it wasn't.
Don't leave out the fact.
Yeah.
No, it was nothing like that. So, yeah. But,
I mean, you two were communicating more often than not?
No, not at all. Whatever, it's her loss. But anyways, yeah, speaking of like, you know, another like a boo thing, have you how do you deal with like how do you balance between friends and then like hanging out with your boo thing? Because that's kind of hard too, because I know a lot of friends get kind of mad like at each other.
I was like boo thing.
Like friends get mad at each other for like ditching, you know.
You're like, oh, like you're not hanging out with this anymore, blah blah blah.
There are some people that just like completely disregard their friends when they get a new like girlfriend or boyfriend. Like they just like all in.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I don't know. Take your significant other to your hang out with your friends too.
But then what if your significant other doesn't like your friends or like, I don't know, maybe he just wants to like have one-on-one time.
Well, that's their problem. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I mean… There's 7 days in a week. You can make time for everything.
True that.
Have you ever had a problem like that? Like your friends, you know, confronting you about stuff like that?
Not really.
I've been confronted and I've had to confront. So I know like both sides of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like… I don't know. For me, it's not like I'm trying to drift away from my friends. It's just… There's always that time period where like you're just trying to see your boo thing every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's usually around the time where your friends are like, bro, where you at? You know? And then, you know, on the opposite side, I've had friends that like… They didn't like completely disappear. But it was more like if they would hit me up every day, they would hit me up like once a week. And I'm like, dang, where is so-and-so at? I'll start getting curious. I'll hit them up and be like, yo, why don't you hit me up anymore? Or hit me up as often anymore. You're too busy with your boo thing. But like… in high school… If it was like that… I know a lot of instances where people would be like… Damn, we ain't even homies no more then. You choose your girl over me. You know, you choose your girl over me. Or if it's a girlfriend that got a new man… Dang, you busy with your man, you know. But now, I think it's understandable. I feel like… The more you get older, it's like, you know, you got to spend time with your boo thing. You got to spend time with your new…
Because you're working and then it's like friends and then there's a boo thing and then there's family and then it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's like…
If you have a pet, you have to cater to that.
I feel like as you get older, your obligations itself can kind of make you drift away from your friends anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get a boo thing, that's kind of like your like morning and day thing, in morning and night type relationship too. Like, I don't know if that sounds right, but like, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like, if it's not work, it's your boo thing usually.
Mm-hmm.
And then like when you have free time, like the weekends, you'll kick it with your friends. Mm. So I think it's natural as you get older.
Yeah. So like friends and significant other, because both parts are so important to me. Mm-hmm. I always make sure to like introduce them to one another. Mm. And I want to make sure that they like each other and they have, you know, good impression of each other.
I can see that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like I always introduce you guys to. Yeah. Whenever, you know. Because I want to know what you guys think. Of course, it's not going to be like…
Mm, did we ever get introduced? Mm. Mm.
So, yeah. I mean…
I got introduced. You didn't get introduced?
Oh, no. I did.
Oh, okay.
I was saying, you know…
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When did I know her? Mm. Mm. Mm.
Mm. So, yeah. I would want my friends to introduce their boo things to me too. And…
Yeah.
You know what I have?
What?
I have this thing where… when I get a girlfriend, mm-hmm. I need to let my girl homies see them.
Yeah. Same with the guys.
Yeah. Because sometimes guys can't get the type of certain red flags that girls can get.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Same with guys. Like, you know, I want my guy friends to meet.
Right.
For sure.
Now, say for instance, mm-hmm. you introduce your boyfriend to me.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You're in completely love with them. All your girlfriends like them. But all the guys think he's a jack.
I would really…
He's a ding-dong.
I would think about it. Like I would ponder. I would contemplate. Like,
and that's it?
No, I would be like… Oh, what? Why? What makes…
But all… Like all your guy friends are like… No. Like break up right
There's
now.
There's a reason. Like, there's always a reason.
Yeah, like no. He's not it.
Because you guys aren't going to say that about someone I like… Unless it's really serious.
Mm. True that.
You guys aren't just going to like hate and be like… Yo, like…
True that.
Break up with them. It's going to be because like you guys are sincerely worried about me. Or like you guys sincerely care for me.
There's also… I feel like you need to introduce your friends to your significant other. A couple times. Like multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Because the first time like they might just put up a front.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. You can't really tell.
But there are people who want to keep it totally separate. Like they don't want to introduce their friends to… Their boyfriends
True.
Or girlfriends.
Well, I had… It's like for me… A lot of times though… It's like… Because I have more English speaking friends. Uh-huh. Right? But then like… My significant other… They would like… My ex would be like… Or yeah… My girlfriend right? At that time. They would like…
Be Korean. Yeah, they're Korean.
They're like full Korean. So then they're like… Oh, I don't want to meet your friends. Like I'm not going to understand anything. Like blah 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 blah. So it's just like… I can't really introduce them to like my friends.
That's just an excuse.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. But I mean, I feel like a lot of like Korean people are kind of like that though.
Yeah.
Maybe because they're shy?
Yeah. Like
there is
like,
a shy thing.
Yeah.
It's like shy thing. And then it's like… I think they just want to like seem like… What's it called? Like…
Kind of mysterious?
No, not mysterious. But it's like they just don't want to like seem like they're left out and like…
Oh, yeah.
Get like a… Like a feeling that like people are kind of like feeling sorry for them or whatever.
Yeah. Just pretty much put it in simple too. They just want to be comfortable. Like be able to converse comfortably and like have stuff asked about them. But at the same time ask about other stuff too without like okay. When are they going to speak Korean? When is it?
Yeah, they want to be like comfortable. Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I was kind of like that when I first came to Korea too. Like with Korean people. Like I'll be like listening and I'll like just like pretend I know what they're saying. Be like…
Smile, nod.
But at the end of the day I'm like… What? I don't want to do that again.
Yeah. For me, I always asked my, you know, boyfriends to introduce me to his friends because I feel like you are who you surround yourselves with. And I feel like I need to know what his friends are like and what like what his best friends are like. So I know who he surrounds himself with and that like in turn like I can judge him better.
True.
I feel like that is really important to me.
Shouldn't you meet the friends before you start dating them?
That's true. But that's like… that's… I don't know. That's kind of awkward.
I mean, I don't think it's awkward because it's like, oh yeah, I like kind of got a thing with someone. It's like, you get like, you want to see what they're like for me, like any red flags for me. It's like,
you know, I think you could do that. Before it's official.
Yeah, before it's official. Or like, before like, you guys even get a like official or whatever, you know, just be like, yeah, like let's hang out with your friend sometime. Like, just bring it up naturally, I think.
Yeah. Because he could be acting like a nice guy and then you see their friends and you know, when they get all twisted and drunk. They act like donkeys, you know. You know what I mean? when you see that, you kind of have to like, yeah, he probably gonna probably be like that with his yeah, with his friends when I'm not around.
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what if you like introduced your girlfriends to our girl our girlfriends and mm-hmm. we were like, I don't, what would you say?
I think I would need details.
Mm. Like what?
Like why I feel that way.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you, if it's like she fake, then I would like kind of put her like on, what would I say? Like probation or something? Like kind of keep her on watch?
Yeah.
Like I'm a relationship quarantine. Quarantine. Put her on relationship quarantine probation. Yeah, we're going to see how you behave from now on.
You're grounded.
Yeah. Comfortable relationship don't come for free, girl. Yeah, I would definitely have to… That would be a red flag for sure.
Yeah, yeah, you do have to tread a little more carefully for sure.
Mm. Yeah, but no matter what your friends tell you… Like when you're blinded by love… Because I've seen so many friends… Who we all said no. Like he's crazy. Like break up with him. But she dated him for like a year. And then he turned out to be like a psycho. And she was like, I should have listened to you guys back then. I was like, yeah, you should have. Yeah,
that always friends. Happens though.
Yeah.
I feel like that, yeah, when you're like infatuated by someone so much, it's just like you hear them and they're like, yeah, but they're not like that to me.
Yeah.
You know? Like they're nice to me though. It's like, okay, wait until you guys get into a fight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's usually when it comes out. Yeah. Yeah. Like, the first
fight.
You'll
see their true side when you get in a fight. Yeah.
As adults, I feel like it is really hard to make new friends. Because most of my close friends, I've been friends with them for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 years.
Like
wow.
Ever since I moved to America, which was in 2000. So
wow. I don't think I'm like friends with anyone that I like was friends with in America anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like,
just naturally drifted apart.
Yeah. Because when I first came to Korea, it was like… I think MySpace was still a thing.
Yeah.
2010. MySpace was still
a thing. It was still a thing.
Yeah. And like Facebook was like a thing.
Oh, that's when, yeah, that's when Facebook started coming up.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So then, I remember though, like, when I, and then, like, we didn't have, like iPhones and stuff. It didn't have, like, iMessage and, like, Kakao and, like, all that stuff then. So then, it was literally just texting that I could do. But I can't text America. It's, like, that's super expensive. So then, I could only communicate with them through AIM.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, my God.
But then the time difference is like so off.
Yeah.
And then I had to get rid of all my social media stuff when I was a trainee. So then it's like I like barely talked to them. It just like naturally. And like when I went back to the States, like they all like went to like different states for college and stuff. So like I barely got to see them. So it's like naturally. Just
yeah. That's usually what happens. But I'm sure if like you reconnect with them, it'll probably be the same.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's going to be super awkward.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Maybe you weren't that type.
Yeah. Maybe. Probably. Maybe. But I feel like now like the only way we can make new friends is like either through work or through friends, right? Like mutual friends.
Yeah. Getting introduced.
Like friends and then like meeting their other friends and stuff like that. Or like, you know, like just go out.
Yeah.
Just go out. Like if you have like a certain like… What's like 단골 in… like if you're like a regular… At like a certain store. You know what I'm talking about. yeah, if you're like a regular, right?
Uh-huh.
Like let's say it's a bar, it's a cafe, like it's whatever. I'm sure there's going to be like other regulars there, right? And then you like keep running into each other and then just like say hi. It's like… I'm sure like they've seen you a few times too if you're a regular and they're a regular. So I'm sure if like you say hi, they're not going to be like… Who are you? Like, why are you they're probably like, oh, it's like, oh, it's like, because like whenever I say hi to people that I see a lot there, they're like, oh, it's like, oh yeah, I've like seen you a lot, but it's like, you know, I never really got the chance to say hi. But it's like, and they're like thankful that I said hi to them first and stuff. So it's like, I feel like if you're just kind of like a little like, because it's awkward, like you don't know them and you're just like, oh, 안녕하세요. It's like 자주 봐가지고. It's like, oh, I've seen you a lot, so I just want to say hi. It's like it's awkward, but I feel like if you just little push, you know, that's all you need. And then after that, it's just like each time you see each other, it's like it might not be like the best friendship, but it's like a…
Your acquaintance.
Yeah, an acquaintance. Yep. And then that could turn into a friendship.
Mm.
And then from there, like you can meet their friends and stuff. And it's like, you know.
Yeah.
That's like me at the gym, bro. I'd be saying what's up to everybody.
Well, that's because you're big. That's what you can say.
Yeah, they're like, oh, hi.
They're like, oh,
no,
hi.
No. They're all bigger than me.
Oh, really?
They're all like Hyungs and like super
like
big.
Bodybuilders?
Oh, yeah. It's mostly people that work there. But I'll be saying what's up to everybody.
But it's because like you go and like you work out so diligently and you like… You know, like you do diets and stuff and cut too. So
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sure they respect that too, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like… I feel like that's a little different.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it could be similar. You go to
the
bar. It's
a little similar, like, but it's like, I don't know.
But you like whiskey. I like whiskey too.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Makes and sense. I feel like if you really want to befriend someone, you have to make the effort. You can't just wait for them to like approach you first or talk to you first.
Yeah. That's what gets harder though as you grow up. Yeah.
Why? I feel like it gets easier as you grow up.
No.
Oh, really?
Not for me.
Well, actually, come to think about it, I feel like something that made me feel like it's not that hard is because you hit me up very easily and we kicked it a couple times like that too.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's chill. Why not? You know?
Yeah. I mean, you just have to kind of put in an effort, but it's like kind of go in with the open mindset. It's like, because, you know, you could get rejected as a friend too.
Yeah.
So
it's like, you know, not everyone's going to like you. It's like, I feel like a lot of people have a mentality where it's like, oh, everyone has to like me.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I feel like once you get rid of that, it's a lot easier to make friends because it's like, oh, let's just take like the regular example for example. It's like, you go, like you meet another regular. It's like, oh, hey, what's up? And it's like, you guys could become friends, you know? You could be like, oh, like next time let's come together or whatever, blah, blah, blah. They could be super chill about it. It's like, yeah, sure. Like, let's do it, like, let's go together next time. Or they could be like cold and it's like, I don't know. Or they could like just like leave you on read or whatever. It's like you have to have an open mindset, I feel like, for both like options.
Yeah.
True that.
I mean, like, I like reaching out to people. I like my MBTI is ESFJ. So I'm just like always like, you know, I love being social and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I like reach out to people first, especially people I want to be friends with, like people I think that are like really cool, or like someone that I want to like people that I have something
you're
to learn
so
from.
Excited
like,
talking about this. I love hitting people up.
So then I would like, you know, I would like DM someone, or I would just like send them a chat and be like, oh, like, should we hang out? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, you know,
you're actually sliding into everyone's DM.
Yeah.
What's up, girl? I want to be friends with you and you and you.
If it doesn't work out, it kind of just ends at like, oh yeah, like we should totally hang out. Yeah, that sounds good. And then it's kind of like this.
Yeah, and then you just don't talk forever.
Yeah, and then there are times when I like really want to be friends with someone. So I'm like, oh, like, are you free next week? Or and then they'll be like…
You're like persistent about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm like persistent. But then they'll be like, oh, I think next week would be better. But then next week, like, we would forget. Or like, we would talk and be like, oh, this week I'm kind of busy. And then if I keep trying and if that person keeps saying I'm busy, then I'm just like, okay, like, I get it. I just don't want to be friends.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay. Because I don't want to seem clingy, you know? At the
true.
Same time.
Yeah, there is that like clingy, like with friends type
thing
too.
Yeah, because they might not want to be friends with me. So.
Yeah, that's why you got to have like that open mindset, I feel like.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to want to be your friend, you know? So,
true.
So yeah. Keep an open mind.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Transition. All right. Anyways, welcome to Mealtime, guys. All right. You like that? Yeah? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good transition.
All right. That was
great
the best
transition.
Oh my gosh. I should get a TV show. All right. Anyways, we now have an official Ask Get Real channel on the Dive Studios Discord.
Oh.
Whoa.
All right. What is that?
Woo.
We have an app?
Well, Discord is the app.
Yeah.
And we have a Dive Studios channel. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, anyway, so if you have something you want us to answer, leave it there and we might bring it up in an upcoming episode. All right. So yes, make sure you go comment.
Yeah.
Leave some questions, whatever you want. Anyways, yes. Regarding friendships, we were asked, how can you be understanding of close friends who are super busy and don't have time for you? I'm talking like best friends who are working super hard or are in med/law school and legit don't got time. But you want to stay in their lives and keep them in yours.
You got to respect that.
Username is Eruri. Eruri? Eruri? Mm-hmm. Yes. All right.
You got to
respect
that.
Yeah, I agree with Matthew.
You got to respect that.
Mm. Yeah, you gotta respect them. They're on the hustle right now. Yeah. Mm. They're gonna be getting that big bang later.
And they're gonna buy you stuff.
Yeah, they're gonna buy you stuff later. They're yeah. gonna get you that lunch that you wanted to get with them all the time later. Probably at like a Michelin 5-star though.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure.
No.
I'm sure the…
Oh, Michelin 4-star. I knew that. I was… Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm sure yeah. the friend wants to hang out with you too. It's not like she or he doesn't want to. It's because they can't.
Yeah, it's not… Yeah. It's not. This one isn't like that he doesn't have you or she doesn't have you on their mind and she ain't trying to kick it. It's more like she really can't. Like, yeah. This is like… their life right now. Mm, so
it's just reality.
Like you gotta respect that.
I think like one thing you could maybe do is like, you know, like during their lunchtime or whatever, like whenever they have like even like a small break, if you really want to see them, you could get like you could buy something, take it out and then
bring it to them.
Yeah, bring it to them and just have like a quick meal with them.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Like if anything, like because I'm sure like I mean, they have to eat, right?
Yeah.
What if they eat while working because they're so busy? They just like… Eat
Yo.
I don't know. But
I mean, I'm sure the fact that you just like went there and like even if you're not talking to them but you're just like next to them like eating and whatever. I'm sure they'll kind of be, you know, like…
Yeah, bro. If my friend did that for me, I'd be so happy.
Mm. Yeah, like…
I like poke, by the way. Anyone who's trying to do that for me.
Yeah. I'll show up at DSP.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one like right in front of DSP. There's a poke house.
Aloha yes. Poke. They make a lot of money off of me.
Oh yeah. Oh really?
Yes, sir.
Oh man. But yeah, I'm sure like… Even if they're like super busy, I'm sure they'll give you like 5-10 minutes of their time, you know? And then they'll just sleep like 5-10 minutes later or something, you know? Like,
yeah.
Because you made the effort to go there, but… Just make sure it's on like a day where they're a little more free though.
Yeah. True. Just make sure… I mean, you can let them know that you're thinking about them. And like they're just making sure you're okay. But don't send it like every day. So they're like pressure. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's going to cause problems.
Yeah. Just like once in a while. Yeah.
And don't tag them in like friend hangouts. I think they'll get like FOMO.
I haven't partied in a really long time. It's been like… it's been like 4 months… 3 months and a half now since… Right. Because I'm like on diet, crazy diet mode right now. So like I can't drink. I can't eat certain stuff. And like I'm really trying to like, you know… what I'm trying to do kind of takes me out of a lot of those functions. And like, you know, fun parties and stuff. Mm-hmm. So those are sacrifices I have to make. And all my friends understand that. They always tell me and like be like, yo, it ain't the same without you. But… Until, you know, the goal is…
the same without you, but we still have fun.
They still have fun. No, you know what's crazy? I hit them up and try to live like vicariously through them. What happened last night, you know? I'll hit them up. They'll like answer all hungover and be like, so what happened last night?
They always
try to like not tell me to make me like more curious.
Yeah. When I was younger, I think I took it more personally. Like, oh my god, this person doesn't want to hang out with me. Oh my god, such a bad friend. But as you get older and you're like busy yourself too, and you know what it feels like to be in that position where you want to hang out so bad, but you just can't because life.
Yeah.
And now adulting. It's just like, we respect everyone. You know, there are times when you're busy. There are times when you're busy. There are times when I'm busy. And when we get together, that's even more special. Because like we finally…
Yeah.
A lot of stuff to talk about too. If you see each other every day, there's not much to talk about.
Mm. Yeah.
You already talked about it.
That's true.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on. Mm-hmm. Yes. As you can see, my background has changed. Because I kept running into the cactus.
Yes. Literally.
Frickin' cactus. Anyways, next question. Is it easier to have non-celeb friends or celeb friends and why? Because if you think about it, you'd want to have a quote-unquote normal… not that y'all aren't normal… friend, but at the same time, a fellow public figure would be able to relate to you more. Username D. Nutella.
Nutella. Ooh, Nutella. I like Nutella.
Have you ever… done Nutella and then peanut butter?
No.
Yeah, that's bomb though.
Really?
So good.
Yeah. Have you air fried it?
Oh no.
What?
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah.
Man.
Completely disregarded the question.
Yeah. Your username. All right, next question. I mean, I don't… It's like, just have both. It's like, I don't really care. Like,
yeah,
celebrity or not, it's just like,
yeah,
if you got good vibes, then it's like, all right, I flunk with you. Mm-hmm. If yeah. not, I don't flunk with you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to have both just to keep myself balanced.
True.
Not yeah. to like, you know, to just be on one side yeah. too much.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. For me, it's like, if I'm not on camera, it's like, I'm not a celebrity. Mm-hmm. That's like my mindset.
I like.
Definitely like that.
I'm not going to be like judging other people because they're not celebrities and stuff. So yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna be like… No, you can't be my friend. Like,
yeah.
Get to my level. Yeah. it's like, I'm not going to be like that. Yeah. It's like… Yeah. When I'm off camera, when I'm not working, it's like I'm just a normal person. That's my mindset. So it's like… For me, it's like… Yeah. If I vibe with you, I vibe with you. Mm. If I don't vibe with you, I don't vibe with you.
I'm with that 100%.
Yeah.
Even if they're superstars and they got like nasty personalities… Oh, I'm not going to befriend them, you know?
No, yeah.
Just, they're just people at the end and you just got to, you know… See if we get along or not.
Yeah, you don't need those type of people in your company. No. They usually bring you down with whatever they're going down with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. No. All right. I feel like, yes. Next question. Okay. Fake friends. Ooh. Have you guys ever had fake friends or been a fake friend to someone? From user… What? Rukiad. I'm really bad at like pronouncing nicknames and whatnot. But yes.
Fake
Rukiad.
Maybe someone might have thought that I was fake, but I think I'm bad at like hiding my emotions and my feelings. Yeah. It shows up on my face. Like if I don't like it, I'll just be like…
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think they'll know and I won't make the effort to like be a friend to them. So.
Yeah. Ashley got that resting me face.
Yeah. No, it's easy to tell like when… We like list stuff like, oh, what should we eat today? And we start listing it. It's easy to tell what she wants to eat. Because she'll just kind of be like this the whole time. And then it's like, you say like, koguma or something. She's like…
True. Like, yeah. She got that.
It's like, yeah. It's like, oh, okay. It's like, she's down for that. Like,
oh, gosh.
But yeah. So yeah. She's not good at being fake. Mm. But yeah. What about you?
I don't know if I've had friends that I didn't think were fake, but I had other friends say they were fake.
Mm.
I think I've always had friends that like thought they were fake to each other, but like I didn't really see the fake side. I can't really… I wasn't one
to
judge.
It's like a misunderstanding or something.
It could be.
Opinion, right? Yeah.
Something like that. But I've definitely seen… I think we know how to catch it now if they're fake. So it's like before they're even friends, if they got that vibe, it's just like, all right, not with me.
Yeah. It's like, get out of here.
Mm-mm.
Not in my house.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I've had like fake friends too, but like I said, I just kind of just cut them off.
True. And that's the best thing you could do.
I don't think I've been a fake friend to anyone. I hope not.
Yo, but you're so fake.
I know, right? Flunk that witch. All right. Well, yes. Anyways, thank you, Aruri, Dinatella, and Rukiad. I don't know if I pronounced any of those correctly. But yes, it is now time to wrap it up.
No. All
right. Hey, wait. I just remembered the SpongeBob song.
What's
F one? Is for friends that do stuff together.
U is for you and me.
Oh, wait, that's fun. Never mind. I thought I was funny. Never mind.
I mean, but it's still related to
what
friends.
What does N stand for?
And it's for anyone, anytime at all.
Down here in the deep blue sea.
Anyone starts with an A, by the way.
Yeah. All right, hater.
Just to kill your…
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, I could go to college. I didn't know.
I participated in the spelling bee.
Yeah. All right. Anyways. Yes. Today we talked about friendship.
Yep.
We discussed kind of significant others and friends, like introducing them and whatnot, getting like… Kind of like a okay from your friends, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Toxic friends.
We talked about toxic friends, fake friends, kind of how to deal with them, how to make new friends as an adult, like the kind of mindset you sort of have to have, I guess, as an adult, kind of trying to meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we transition into mail time. We read some people from Discord. So remember, if you have any questions, type it up on Discord, send it to us. And yes, now we are ending. Yes, we are ending. All right. So yes, if you wish to stay updated on this show, if you liked it, because I know you did, don't lie. Yes, our Instagram and Twitter is at The Dive Studios. And full episodes will be up on youtube.com/divepods a few days after you are listening to this probably. Yes, anyways, once again, subscribe to and review this podcast. 5 stars only. Good reviews only. Good comments. And yes, thank you everyone. Yes, yes, yes. Anyways, thank you everyone for listening and goodbye.
Peace.
Bye.
No fake friends.
Transition ending.
Fake friends.